It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 13th. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, we're coming to you with help from our friends at KUT in Austin, Texas. And one of the city's coolest tech resources is the Stampede Supercomputer. That's at UT Austin's Texas Advanced Computing Center. I mean coolest literally. The facility is constantly pumping cold water through the floor to keep server towers from overheating. When we visited the other day, Stampede was at full gallop. Director Tommy Minyard gave us a tour.
Tommy, where the heck are we?
Well, right now we're sitting in the middle of our data center. In the background, you can hear the fan hum of the Stampede computing system, the seventh fastest computer in the world currently.
It sounds like a Stampede, kind of.
Yeah. Those are all the cooling fans that keep it running.
What kind of project is it doing right now?
One that's being worked on right now is hurricane forecasting. We're getting ready for hurricane season coming up. And the climate, weather, ocean modeling folks have been running simulations.
How many rows of this stuff is there? These are all servers, right?
These are all racks with servers, so we have over 200 racks of compute equipment in this room.
What about other parts of the system?
Yeah, so at the core of the system, we have some very large switches. The switches are where all the compute nodes plug into, and that really provides the core of the network.
Can you show me the switches?
Yeah, we'll walk around. Let's walk down the other aisle.
Now we're walking between, and it's like a wind tunnel in here.
So here's one of the core switches.
How many rows?
So there's 18 rows of those.
And they're all blinking as fast as could be.
So that's all the data being transferred around. This is just one of the 8 core switches.
You don't want to turn one of these off, right?
No, these are critical. Yeah, don't touch any buttons, pull any cables. The system is in production right now.
What do you think is the promise of this?
We're really now starting to see the power of computation in helping to solve the computational biology in the medical sciences. Now that they have access to these large-scale computers and they've figured out how to model their interactions of proteins and gene sequencing, now there's a lot more avenues that they can explore.
When you go home, are you sad about your computing power at home?
Yeah, I suffer a little bit at home.
Tommy Minyard is at the Texas Advanced Computing Center. Tommy, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
One of the products launched this week at South by Southwest was called Pono. It's a digital music player, which might make you scratch your head in the age of smartphones, but its Kickstarter campaign posted on Tuesday has already broken records, maybe thanks in part to Neil Young. Pono has been Young's baby, part of what the Canadian rocker says is a mission to get young people to rediscover the magic of high-quality audio. We found Neil Young at the St. Cecilia Hotel in South Austin.
Neil Young, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This project, it seems like a labor of love for you. Why do you care about it so much?
Well, I care about music, and playing back music well is really important to me.
It seems like kids these days are listening on earbuds through their iPhone, maybe they're listening through the iPhone speakers. That presents kind of a challenge for a project like this.
Well, it presents a great opportunity because they're only listening to what's provided to them. So, you know, when you judge and someone says, well, kids today love MP3s, I'm saying, wait a minute, I think kids today love music. They love the beat. They love the artists. They love what the artists are saying. Why not make those really big and in your face so that you never forget them?
Do you think this can do that?
It's an opportunity for a choice. That's all this is about.
Is there a recording of yours, you know, that you've heard in an MP3 format and been really disappointed by?
There isn't a recording of mine that I haven't heard in an MP3 format and been really disappointed by. It's a disappointing sound. It's less than 5% of the data of a full, true, high-resolution file. Less than 5% is not very much.
Are you worried about what digital has done to not just music files, but the culture of music?
You know, I think that the digital revolution and the dot-com revolution and the whole thing that happened is not the reason for what has happened to music. The reason why this all happened is because tech companies took control of the creative arm of the record companies and did not stand up for quality. They allow the MP3 release without demanding a counter level of quality so that people could be discerning in their purchases and not buy Xeroxes of the Mona Lisa. There might be a chance to actually buy the Mona Lisa.
Can it be undone?
Yes. It's history. It's waves. Waves come. There's the peak and there's the valley. And, you know, it's just another wave. And quality music, however it comes, whether it's in the form of chemical computing or whatever it is in the future, it's not going to be gone because there are too many people who know it exists and it's too great. It's like an amazing drug that once you've had it, you have to have more, especially if you're prone to like that kind of thing.
I know that you have spent some time changing some of your cars to run more green. How do you think about marrying old technology with new technology and being creative about that?
I love to do things like that. I love to, first of all, any way that I can get something cleaner so that it functions better and has less of an impact on the earth, that's the way I want to go. The idea is to discover ways to replace the things that are bad with things that are good.
Neil Young, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
There's a much longer version of that interview with a story about Young's recent clean, green cross-country road trip. It's all on our website. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.